The next patient is Janet Wilhelm, W-I-L-H-E-L-M. Janet, J-A-N-E-T. This is a clinical case of an 82-year-old white female. It's a patient of Ms. Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, A-P-R-N. The patient was referred because of the presence of CKD stage 4. This patient has gastrointestinal problems, intermittent diarrhea or persistent diarrhea that she calls explosive. Lately, she has been in very stable condition, and the diarrhea is not as apparent. The laboratory workup that was done in December the 22nd of 2023, the potassium is 3.7, sodium 143, chloride 102, CO2 29, BON is 11, and the serum creatinine went down to 1.2 with an estimated GFR of 44.4. There is no alterations in the calcium, the albumin is 3.9. Liver function tests are normal. The protein creatinine ratio is normal. In this situation, the most likely explanation is that the patient gets prurenal azotemia when she has the explosive diarrhea with manifestations of dehydration and kidney failure. We will continue with the administration of hydrochlorothiazide and tramadol on every other day basis. The patient has remained stable. She's no longer taking Dandelion, D-A-N-D-E-L-I-O-N, period. Number two, the patient has history of atrial fibrillation, is anticoagulated with Eliquis, and she takes amiodarone, that is another medication that has significant gastrointestinal symptoms. However, since she has been taking this for a long time and the symptoms and the diarrhea is intermittent, it's very unlikely that it's related to this medication, period. Following number hypertension that is under control, following number hypothyroidism that is on replacement therapy. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup, but I am asking Mrs. Howard to refer the patient back earlier if needed. Paragraph, we invested 7 minutes in the lab interpretation and in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.